Psalm 51, what a great psalm. You know, through my mind, as I read through the psalms, it's kind of a mystery to me and one that I keep asking God what it's all about, because he said that David was, you know, he had a heart after God, and he had kind of stolen God's heart. God really liked David. And so as I read through the psalms, I'm saying, why? Why did God like David? What was it about David that God so enjoyed? What was it about David that God liked? Well, Psalm 51 gives us some more clues that we can add to our little list of why God liked David. I feel that Psalm 51 is a template of prayer for forgiveness. When we need to be forgiven, we can always turn to Psalm 51, and it's kind of a template. This is how God would like us to ask for forgiveness. David understood the very character of God and that there was mercy and forgiveness in God's character, inherent in God. Amen. You say the word God, and what comes to your mind, not judgment, but forgiveness. He knows how to forgive because he paid the ultimate price for forgiveness. So it's there. All he wants is for his people to take it. David got it. He knew that. And so this psalm shows that. David asks for God's forgiveness and mercy right as he starts the psalm. He doesn't wait till the end. Amen. He puts it right up there in God's face. Hey, you're a God of mercy, remember? And then he goes on to say, and I've sinned. And David had sinned really bad this time. Before Psalm 51, before Psalm 51 came into being, he had killed Bathsheba's husband, or had him killed, and he had sinned with Bathsheba. He knew he was needy. Yeah. He knew he was in need of forgiveness. What did he do? First he asks and acknowledges the very character of God, who he is, and then he acknowledges his sin. Yeah. He doesn't try to cover it up. But he says, I sinned, God. That's what we need to do, too. When we have sinned, we need to make it really clear and say it out. Because as we do that, we're telling God what he already knows. But the idea is we're acknowledging to ourselves before God that we have sinned. And then he says, he doesn't leave it there. He says, so because I have God, and because I know you're going to forgive me, he says, create a clean heart in me. What? God can create a clean heart? You bet he can. Amen. You bet he can. He created man out of dust. He can create a clean heart in us and wants to every time we ask his forgiveness. But David points it out to God and says, please create this clean heart in me. I need this clean heart. And then he doesn't leave it at that. He says, and renew a right spirit in me. Create a clean heart. And then renew a right spirit, a spirit that pleases you. Renew a right spirit within me. So that's the background for the verses that I do want us to hone in on today. And Pat, do you want to put up first the King James? And these verses will lead us into worship. It's verses 14 and 15. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God. Thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Wow, once you get it right with God, then what's the next thing we do? It's praise. It's thanksgiving. We are so relieved. Just take all that guilt off of me, right? Deliver me from it. Put it far from me, O God. And then that beautiful phrase, O God of my salvation. I know who you are. I know you can do this, God. And then my tongue shall sing. And not just like this. Aloud! Aloud! That's what we're going to do today. We're going to sing aloud because of God and who he is and what he's done for us. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. And Message, I love the way the Message says this. Commute my death sentence, God, my salvation God, and I'll sing anthems to your life-giving ways. Unbutton my lips, dear God, I'll let loose with your praise. Can we do that this morning? We're going to let loose with his praise because of everything he's done. And you know, every sin you've committed during this last week, just quickly ask God to forgive you for that. Ask him to create that clean heart in you, and then let loose as we sing. Don't you know it's time
to praise
the Lord. Amen.
Amen.